Yeah, that makes me think about how much maybe merchandising or just how people buy things now has changed, that everything is more global, so then it kind of all feels like you've copied and pasted from everywhere else. Like, it's so interesting hearing you talk about all the places you found inspiration and what you were thinking about that inspired your work. Like, you were trying to create something new and not just trying to absorb what else is out there.
Early on, all the visual teams from the Dallas-Fort Worth area were asked to come downtown, I think within the first year I was there, because Stanley Marcus wanted to talk to us. So here we were. Here we were in the training room. And Stanley Marcus said, if a Martian were to drop out of the sky, you would have a hard time convincing him the difference between all these different department stores. You know, what are you going to tell him? How are they different? You know, we say we're a specialty store. What exactly does that mean? He said, this is your job. This is your challenge to create an environment that's going to be different from a Sanger Harris or a Dillard's or a Joski's or, you know. It's like, what are you gonna do that's gonna be different? You know, and to your point, it's like now I don't know if we can do that job now. I don't know if we can convince anybody that it's different. It used to be the art collection. The art collection and open spaces was the first go-to for me. It's like, how is it different? Well, we don't bombard you with merchandise. We don't shove fixtures together so hard that you have to turn sideways to get between them. And, you know, we hang artwork to break up your eye so you have a, you know, you can rest a second and visually. You're not, shopping doesn't feel like a job. It's supposed to be fun. You know, but I hear that they fired the art curator, and before she left, I was out there and she told me, Julie said, the new boss asked me if I thought I could find artwork on eBay. And he had just found a couple of things on a cruise he went on.
Oh my God.
I talked to someone recently that said that they're probably, because of all this mess they're in debt-wise, that they're probably going to start selling the collection little by little. Because, I mean, they have a Calder. I mean, they have art, real art. So, but Julie was just, she said, I hide behind my desk. You know.
Yeah, waiting for the ghost of Stanley Marcus to come and get you.
Right? No, just waiting, yeah. Waiting for the Grim Reaper to come through.
And, yeah.
You are fired. You know. It's just, but that's